I now call to order the regular scheduled meeting of the Board of Zoning Appeals. Notice to the public of this meeting, the time, the date, the place, and the agenda was published as a legal notice on April the 30th, 2018, in the Aiken Standard. Notice to contiguous property owners was mailed, and public notice signs were posted on the properties on or before May 2nd, 2018. Also, on May 18th, notice of this meeting was sent to the city webpage, the posting on the Finance and Administration Building Notice Board and the Municipal Building Notice Board 24 hours before this meeting. Agenda sheets were mailed or emailed to all interested parties. As a reminder, it is unlawful for any person giving testimony to this board knowingly providing false information, and that's according to Section 22-9 of the Aiken Municipal Code. Each infraction is a separate offense with a penalty of up to 30 days in jail and a fine of $1,092.50. Now, to the board, you have received copies of the minutes of the April 24th regular meeting. Are there any corrections or additions to those minutes?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the Board of Zoning Appeals minutes from the April 24 meeting.
Do we have a second?
A second.
Karen, second. It's been properly moved and second that we approve the April 24, 2018 minutes. Do we have any discussion? Seeing, hearing none, those in favor of the motion, show by raise of the right hand. And we five, and we have abstention. We have one abstention.
Abstention. I was not present.
Bert was not present for that meeting. Under old business, we have final orders.
About the final orders for special exception number 18-92005.
Thank you. You may pass those around for signature. Under new business, I call your attention to application 18-893004. It's a request for a variance to allow a recreational vehicle to be parked in the driveway in front of the house at 804 East Rollingwood Road. The property is zoned single family resident RS 15. In addition to the instructions, those persons that appear before the board, please occupy the podium in front of the board and please state your name and your address. To the city, has this been properly posted?
Yes, it has.
Were there any inquiries that you wish to share with the board?
The planning department received two emails concerning the application yesterday. That's why they were not included in your packet.
Thank you.
They've been added them as exhibits N and O. Emails from adjoining property owners. and both of them support the variance request.
Thank you. I will call for you in a minute. Do we have a presentation from the city?
804 East Rollingwood Road is in the western part of the city in the county subdivision. I believe everyone here is familiar with it. Subdivision has been in existence for quite some time, having been platted in the 1960s. The lot at 804 East Rollingwood is a 0.4-acre lot. Its dimensions, it's a rectangular lot. Dimensions are 125 feet wide by 144 feet deep. Both the size and the dimensions of the lot have bearing on the variance request. The house that's built on the lot is not located in the center of the lot. If you are standing on East Rollingwood facing the house, to the left is the north side yard of the house. That side yard is approximately 24 feet deep. Since there has been a deck constructed in that side yard, the space available for parking an RV on that side of the lot, assuming vegetation was removed that let you get it in there, would be 14 to 16 feet. There's a very real possibility the vehicle would wind up encroaching on adjoining lots, so that is not really a viable option for meeting the parking requirements of the ordinance. On the south side, that'd be the right side if you're facing the house from East Rollingwood, the yard is 76 feet wide, considerably wider. As is most of the lot, the yard has large pine trees and other types of mature vegetation scattered through it. And because some of these trees, maybe some of the landscaping vegetation, would have to be removed in order to provide enough room to safely park the RV to the side of the house, the applicants are requesting the variance. Before I get to the location of the variance in front of the house, I would also mention that in order to put the RV in the rear yard, the same vegetation would have to be removed, plus a chain-link fence to get the vehicle into the rear yard. In both cases, it is possible, but there are mitigating circumstances. The request is to park the RV in the driveway in front of the house. The house sits 50 feet back from the front property line, so the driveway is long enough to accommodate the RV without it encroaching onto the right-of-way of the street. A 50-foot driveway typically would be long enough for two passenger vehicles to park end-to-end and still both be entirely on the lot. In your application, there are a number of exhibits. I want to just briefly mention exhibits C and D. These are sketches provided by the applicant showing various features that I just described, such as the location of the house and some of the trees and the vegetation that influences their request. Exhibit D is another sketch provided by the applicant. In this case, they're showing the locations of certain trees on the south side of the house, trees that might have to be removed in order to safely get the RV to the side of the house. Additional exhibits include photographs of various angles of the property. Exhibit G is taken from East Rollingwood Road facing northward towards the property. The RV is located right in the middle of that photograph. Exhibit H, similarly, only it's taken from East Rollingwood Drive and it's facing south. And once again, the RV is in the middle of the photograph. You can see there's quite a bit of vegetation there. The remaining photographs show different aspects of the side yards and the property that I mentioned just a few minutes ago. And finally, the two exhibits that you just received, Exhibit N and O. Exhibit N is an email from an adjoining property owner at 802 East Rollingwood, favoring issuance of the variance. Exhibit O is from the owner of 803 East Rollingwood. This is across the street from the subject property. And again, the owner is favoring issuance of the variance. I'd be happy to answer any questions or add more information if you like.
Go ahead.
I have questions, and one's kind of procedural. I noticed when I was there that the posting, the sign, was not complete. It didn't say where the meeting, I don't believe it didn't say where the meeting was going to take place. It didn't say that it was from the Board of Zoning Appeals meeting. It was just almost like a sheet of paper with the particulars printed on it, but it wasn't an invitation to this meeting, a public invitation. Was there a reason why the conventional signs weren't used?
There actually is no conventional sign for the variance. The staff member who puts the signs up had to improvise a backing for the sign.
Okay.
The other signs that we have information on them that is not relevant to this particular...
I'm thinking of the gray signs that's normally posted that invites public input and where to come to, and that information was missing. And that's the first time I've ever seen a sign like that.
We have on occasion taped over portions of the gray signs that weren't relevant. We have had some confusion on occasion with regards to incorrect information being printed on the sign, as people see that, as well as the information that's added that's pertinent to the particular application. I'm looking at the sign. It's in the photograph for Exhibit K. I see what you mean. It does indicate that a variance has been requested, and it has meeting time, date, and location, but it doesn't say... It
doesn't invite public input.
Hearing, remember, too, it's supplemented with letters that are sent to every adjoining property owner.
Greg, just to reinforce John's question, and I'll get back to you, Nancy. In the past, there used to be signs designated for the various boards or commissions that their meetings, and they did invite the public. And the one that had been used for many years was the gray and white sign for the Board of Zoning Appeals. You might look and see what happened to those signs for various boards and commissions.
Yeah, I recall last year we had one of the gray signs, and actually, inadvertently, we got a call from someone asking what it was about, because the information between the gray sign and what we'd added to it wasn't entirely consistent. There was some confusion about it. But I'll ask Richard what happened to all the gray backings that we have been using.
Thank you. Nancy?
How did you become aware of this vehicle? I mean, motor home or whatever you want to call it.
Zoning enforcement officer. I don't know how he became aware of it, whether he was driving through or got a complaint, but in the Exhibit A, in the applicant's response to the six criteria, they mentioned that they had gotten a letter from zoning enforcement indicating that the vehicle could not be parked in front of the house. So I don't know whether the inspector was driving by, possible, or whether somebody had complained.
That would be helpful information to know if someone had complained.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have not gotten any response from someone complaining about it.
John, if this variance were to be granted, it only goes until in which time they leave the house or they sell the house, right? And it becomes null and void.
The board has the authority to indicate how long the variance is effective, yes. That must be at least 2 years, but it can't be. It doesn't go with the land, no.
Okay.
So, short answer, yes.
Okay.
Greg, my question is in regards to Exhibit C and the south end of the house.
Mm-hmm.
When you were out taking photographs, was there a pickup truck and a look like a construction trailer on the south side of the house?
Just a utility trailer.
Yeah. Utility trailer.
Yeah, I believe it's in Exhibit L.
And the size of that, was it, to me, it appeared to be the same as a recreational vehicle.
I can't say for sure. Obviously, it's probably about as wide. I think the recreational vehicle was longer. But I did not break out a tape measure.
But in the Exhibit C, it showed the trees that must be removed in order if that area was designated as a parking area.
Yeah, remembering that as many as three recreational vehicles can be parked on a property at a time.
But Exhibit C, if I understand it right, is showing the trees that would require removal should the RV be parked on the south side of the property?
Yes, but remember that's information provided by the applicant.
Okay.
Well, my question is, how's the utility vehicle in there?
It fits. The question is that they have to put a second vehicle on the side of the house. Will it fit without removing trees?
Do we have further questions to the city? Thanks, Greg. Ms. Carter, Mr. Davis. Please state your name and address to read yourself into the minutes, please.
My name is Candace Carter. I live at 804 East Rollingwood Road in Aiken.
My name is Scott Davis. I live at 804 East Rollingwood, Aiken.
You have received the planning director's. Do you have any comments, or do you prefer to just respond to and from questions from the board, or do you wish to embellish the report from the planning commission?
We'll take questions and also a couple of answers that this man asked. Is that the little cargo trailer is a couple feet shorter and like 8 foot shorter and taller, I mean, less in height.
Right.
That's why they get barely to the minutes.
I have a couple of questions. Do you have covenants from the neighborhood covenants?
Yes, sir.
No.
Not that I'm aware.
No HOA or covenants.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And the second question would be, what would be the cost to store a recreational vehicle at a storage facility?
It can be up to anywhere from $50-$100 a month.
Okay, thank you. Question from the board.
Is this a new recreational vehicle?
Couple of years old.
It's been
brand new.
Where has it been before?
It's been parked there since 2015, off and on.
When you say off, when you're on vacation or
yes,
something?
Yes, vacation. So she checked with a real estate agent and some other people before buying the house. They said there's no problem. She was, that was the reason she questioned. I would buy this house. She wanted to move her mother and aunt to Aiken to take care of her. But she said, I would, you know, brand new trailer. That's good to go, but I guess there wasn't a lot of enforcement going on at that time. So nobody knew. You know, so.
Or maybe just the real estate agent didn't know.
That could be it. Mm-hmm. Real estate or the lawyers, whatever, it could be some possibility. And I'd also had, there should have been a third or fourth email from neighbors that got in touch with, but and two across the street and either side, the owners. Some of the pictures on that front, one neighbor looks across the street, so you can't even see your trailer unless you stop in front of the driveway. So, we also have a little 30-amp breaker on that side of the house just when we get ready to go on a vacation. She can turn a refrigerator on, you know, to have some food when we get gone somewhere. And the picture you're showing, also, she was cleaning it that day. Usually it doesn't have that little slide-out thing on it, so it really makes it look twice the size as it is. It's got a little slide-out, usually just say 8 foot by 16. So, yeah, see it. And it's she says matches the vegetation of the line of trees parked next to it, which you couldn't see it from the one neighbors.
Let me ask you something. Was the deck on the left-hand side when y'all bought the house, or did y'all add that?
I added that a little bit. It actually, in the picture, if you look at it, even if the deck wasn't there, there's a
couple. Which exhibit is that?
Well, actually, it's
see
her drawing, my
plan.
Drawing.
Okay.
There's still, you'd have to take out two pines, and by the time you got back to that, it's like a 5-foot slope. It was, be kind of difficult to do anything there.
Now, I was by there on Sunday.
Yes.
Are all those vehicles that were in the yard yours?
It should just be hers and mine, and sometimes her brother's is there.
Okay.
The third one, yes. When he comes around, he stays with us.
And what do you use the utility vehicle for?
I do a handyman. Do some painting here and there, and I don't have a shop, so I got nowhere to really build the shop, so my tools to work around the house in it.
Strictly looking at the photograph, and then I went by your residence today, of course, during a heavy rain. But I did stop and look. The cargo trailer that you have appears to be narrower, not as wide as RV. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. And shorter and height also.
Lower profile. Shorter width.
Height. Everything
so
shorter. Yes, sir.
So, getting the way this photograph looks, and when I was looking at the site, there it would be difficult to get the RV in this location. Is that correct? If
yes,
the
sir.
Cargo trailer wasn't there, could you get the RV there?
I don't think so. No, we never tried. You got a big dog with it. It's real old. Don't want to cut it down. Plus, as you back up, it slopes up and tear the air conditioner off.
Uh-huh.
So there's no place to put it over there without, you know, several huge pine trees.
Okay.
About 3 foot wide. You drove by, you saw it.
Step off dimensions or anything like that. I just looked like the cargo trailer was smaller. Just didn't know how much smaller than the RV was or is. But whether or not you could get it in that location,
yes,
where the cargo trailer is, and say swap locations or something like that. But anyway, just. Okay.
You bought the house and then you bought the trailer?
No, I moved here with the trailer.
You moved here with the trailer, and how about the RV?
I moved here with the RV.
And to the best of your knowledge, none of your neighbors have objected, even though we've got an email supporting this. There's no opposition that you are aware of this, that anybody has verbally expressed or anything like that. It may not be in writing, but anything, your back neighbor, your side neighbor.
He was out of town. He does a little camping, him and his wife. They don't keep their trailer there full time. He's got a facility where he can keep it. And they actually came over and looked at it and loved it. And I've known him for 50 years, and we're very good friends. He said he had no problem. He went out of town. I didn't know he was supposed to, I could email. It would be a smart thing. I should have looked into that. But so behind this, both sides, and all the people across the street, I asked him, I said, was there a problem? And he said, no, we don't notice it there. So,
how did it come to the attention of the city?
I think the officer or something came by, and somebody, he said there was a trouble up the street with a trailer or something to that nature. And they maybe were over abusing, maybe had two or three trailers out front or something. And Pete said, you know, he told Candace that there wasn't any, problem. There shouldn't be a problem, probably. And then came the second time and said, well, there is the variance, whatever, and that's what we've got for the information. And, but we had no complaints that we know of. This gentleman here said he hadn't heard any complaints. I guess y'all hear something. So probably just driving through, or somebody else's. Maybe been, because there were some other abandoned houses down the street. We don't like to look at that. And, cars in front of some of the houses are probably abandoned. They're just sit there. They're not quite on blocks, but good, looks kind of like it. So, we see the pictures. We try to keep our area nice, like the neighborhood. It's quiet. Walk the dog. Good, friendly neighbors.
Mr. Davis, why is it prohibited to take out a couple of trees?
To take a problem with that? Very costly problem, that's for sure. Take trees that size out. Three of those and then the grading. Be a quite expensive situation. She's on a disabled, monthly check. I just do a little handyman work, so we just get by like what we can. We're not extravagant, and that was one of the things that made her happy with her retirement and Lyme disease, and something to get away with the dogs. And so it's not like we have a lot of extra money to cut those trees and move the electric. That would be another several hundred dollars. The fence would have to be torn down. Put back in a different direction or further back, so it'd be quite the undertaking, yes, for us.
Now, I just noticed that there seemed to be adequate space to, with good backing, to back the trailers in without the tree, if the trees weren't there.
Sir? Without the trees, and do some proper grading, and probably have to put gravel down so it's not sinking in the pine straw and the dirt and everything, because it's heavier and taller. So if all that was gone, you'd back it out, take out the fence and everything. So we got really nowhere to go with it right now, basically.
Once you found out it wasn't allowed to be parked there, where did you call to get that price to store it?
I've done storage facilities for many years for a gentleman here in town, Storage Development Incorporated. So I know what it costs at storage center on Pine Log. I know how much it costs at storage rest on Whiskey, which is prime storage. I've worked with the man for many years. So that's the price that I kind of help manage.
And it's $50 a month?
$50, $75, depending on the location. If you're going up even higher, unless you go way out in the country, and even with a camera, you know, you may not be safe. You know, you're a valued camper. So here in the city, like Richland Avenue Storage, really doesn't have much area. He built that one. So it's pricey to be within a reasonable distance of your house and not have it in a storage in, you know, 10 miles out in the country or something. But it basically starts at 50 and goes up. That's probably the smallest, and that's not real close by. So that's almost real charging at several facilities we're making.
How often do you vacation in the trailer, would you say, on average?
Generally once a month when we can.
Okay. And how long are you gone for? Is it like a weekend or a week?
Yeah, we're gone for a week, and sometimes it's out of necessity. She has a Lyme disease doctor in Asheville. They can't afford motels, so we take that camper for 3 or 4 days. Those are specialized medicines, so that saves us cost.
I actually have a migraine right now. That's why I'm letting him do the talking, if you're wondering why he's talking.
Stated that you were not aware of any neighborhood covenants. That doesn't mean that the neighborhood doesn't have covenants concerning parking for recreational vehicles.
I asked that specific question of the realtor and the owner, the one I purchased it, and they didn't have any, so that's why I said I'm not aware, because they didn't say that there was any. There's no HOA or anything there.
Oh, there is none.
No, there's nothing there.
Not to my knowledge. I just haven't heard, and my neighbors are owners. You know, they're not renters, so they would say they didn't have no idea that the governments.
I don't want to say for sure, but I am just about sure that only rules that govern them are the city rules. Because I lived pretty close to there.
Okay.
Used to.
But it may be true.
Okay, Judy. The Steve and Susan, now when you're facing your house, are they to the right or to the left?
They're facing it on to the right.
They're over to the right. Now what about the house on the left?
That's some renters, and that's where the forest is, where you can't see through the woods. You can't see the trailer from there, but they're renters, and they never complain. We talk cross fence, talk gardening or something like that.
Okay.
They didn't have any problem. They work nights, and I haven't been able to see them to ask if they would come to the email. But they've never said anything against it.
Okay. When if I look at the photograph on Exhibit J, and J and I guess M, they're all, everything is so neat looking out there, and certainly very, very nice looking and not offensive. But then when I went by, that looked like a used car lot in there. When I went by, this looks good, the photos. But there were.
It's usually just our two cars when their brother comes.
But there was evidently somebody there Sunday visiting or something?
I don't know.
think so.
There's never any cars in the road in front of the house like that.
Well, I know it. This was in the, you know, in the driveway and in front, but it just looked like there were so many vehicles.
If her brother was there, which he probably might have been, there'd been two there in the driveway. And my truck may have been on the side
back
of the house.
Backed up,
yes, mm-hmm. ma'am. I'd put some wood, I'd build in some stuff in the backyard, a little something setting the firewood on for next winter. Okay. In the back there, it can't be seen. So I'd back my truck in there, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, where do you normally park it?
In the driveway or beside back there in the back. So if one of us are leaving and if her brother's there, we'll have to get the other one to move the vehicle.
Okay.
Wiggle it in there backwards. It's not real easy getting the truck in there, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Is the is your work truck any wider than your truck? Or the work trailer?
They're the same. I feel.
Okay. But there's no way you could put your work truck, I mean your work trailer, where your truck was, and the camper, in that other slot.
Well, in that other slot, so you would go back to the height and length of the trailer, because it was a big kind of hump ditch as you're looking toward my little cargo trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And plus the height of the camper would be kind of ripping off the air conditioner.
Canopy tree. Canopy of the trees.
Camping is a big dogwood and everything would drag. And she doesn't want me to. A couple of people said she didn't want to cut the dogwood up.
You know. I agree with you.
Yeah. I don't want to do it either.
The AC unit is on that side of the house, too. And if you're not backing in just right, you can thump that.
Yeah, and it's not very old. Yes.
Yep.
Further questions from the board to Ms. Carter or Mr. Davis? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
The chair will now entertain a motion so we can enter a period of discussion. Accept application 18-93004. Continuing here. To allow a recreational vehicle to be parked in the driveway in front of the house on the property located at 804 East Rollingwood Road. Approval to allow only one recreational vehicle
to be parked in the driveway in front of the house on property located at 804 East Rolling Wood Road, and that the parking of the recreational vehicle in the driveway cannot result in, pardon me, other vehicles owned by the applicants, and that the final order is recorded at the Aiken County RMC office.
Do we have a second?
Mr. Chair, for the sake of discussion, I'll second that.
But second it. It's been properly moved and seconded that we approve the variance request. Do we have any discussion?
I'm a little concerned about the...
Karen?
There's no confirmation for sure one way or the other about the potential HOA or covenants in place. I feel like that maybe needs to be investigated in case there is something that goes with that area. I know in my initial research I didn't come across any. It's certainly, when I drove by the property, it's a tidy trailer that even matches the house. You know, there's a lot of pluses. But I'm thinking of the neighborhood as a whole. Yet, at the same time, in contradiction to that, I think it was two houses down at 807, there's an old horse trailer parked in the driveway that's on the front of the house. And that was not brought, you know, to the city. And if there was an officer, I'm not sure what their official title is, or sort of scanning the area, I'm surprised that's not... That hasn't been brought to our attention as well.
I mean, what was the address of that?
It's 807. As you were passing their address with the house on the right, it was on the left-hand side right before the next bend. Clearly, it's not a horse trailer that's in any active use. There was stuff in front of it. Could be an abandoned house. But at any rate... I'm a little concerned about, there's also a home for sale at 801 East Rollingwood, and, you know, that might be something worth further investigation to just be absolutely certain there isn't an old covenant or HOA in place that may answer this question, or set a precedent.
I think that given the location, the trailer is well shielded by the trees, and I just don't see, the trailer will probably, I don't know how long it'll be around. They may sell the trailer. I just don't think it presents that big of a problem. And as far as HOAs, I live downtown, and I don't know of any neighborhood that has any kind of covenants, of the old neighborhoods that has any covenants or homeowners association. I may be wrong, but that doesn't seem like that neighborhood would have it. I don't see a problem, you know, and these people have come and done the right thing and come before the board, and I don't see any great harm or foul.
Matt, still thinking where I'm at on this, but the only conditions I would even consider voting in favor of accepting the variance would be that I think as we already discussed, they would certainly not go with the land and would certainly expire, and that it would only cover that recreational vehicle. You know, we don't need to give a variance, and then next year they got a 40-footer that barely fits on the driveway in there. And even then, I'm not sure where I stand on this, but those would be a couple conditions to amend the motion before I would even consider. But I guess the one wouldn't have to be a condition if it's automatic, and it would expire with the homeowner's departure. But the one condition anyway, that it would, the variance would be limited to that specific vehicle and for the life of that vehicle.
In order to vote for a variance, they have to meet all the criteria underneath of here, and I'm stretching it to try and meet the criteria. There are extraordinary and exceptional conditions pertaining to this particular piece of property. I don't see that they're anything extraordinary. These conditions do not generally apply to other properties in the vicinity. I don't see that. This piece of property would prohibit, they wouldn't be able to use it if we don't grant this variance. That's not really true either. The conditions are not a result of the applicant's own actions. This is because they have an extra trailer back there where they could park stuff. It wouldn't be a detriment to the neighbors because he's already, you know, the ones right next door, because he's already talked to them. So then I'm thinking, well, because of her health conditions.
And is that one of the criteria?
No, but trying to think, you know, I know we don't base it on other things, but we've granted some other things due to handicapping conditions, you know, in the past. My parents had one, and you know, they had to store it. They didn't live here in Aiken, so I know this is a tough one, but I don't think they meet all the criteria.
I also think it's significant that the neighbors don't object.
When I went out and toured the area on Sunday, I think I purposely drove through as much of the neighborhood as I could drive through and not get lost. And I did see other neighbors that had made accommodations for vehicles, either business vehicles or commercial vehicles, in the back or whatever. And somehow I'm just not convinced. I have not been able to convince myself that I'm like Nancy. I don't see something that's exceptional that can't be done. There may be monetary reasons why it's not done, but it didn't that you could accommodate a recreational vehicle on the lot, but it would cost something. And I'm just not convinced that there are any particular hazards or slopes. So I walked a lot and I didn't see some that were detrimental to trying to make accommodations for the recreational vehicle that would fit in without the homeowner's covenants. It would not be a distraction to anyone by parking in the front driveway beyond the front lane of the house.
I don't think it would fit if they had to remove the fence without removing the fence to fit behind the midpoint of the house. And I think that living on a wooded lot and with the ice storm of a few years ago, I'm well aware of the expense of taking down trees. And I think that is
a relevant contributing factor.
I just happen to have been, in the past, a recreational vehicle owner and had to have it, to take the fence out, the removable fence, to back it into the backyard, not park it on the streets. And so I said, that's why I asked my question with careful backing, because there's a unique way that you have to back these vehicles. Everybody can't back a recreational vehicle on the back of their vehicle. So it could be accommodated with particular backing on the lot from what I walked through. Do we have any?
I too have an issue with this, and I certainly hear the applicant's concerns and all, but it's my understanding by law the variance request has to meet all of the six requirements. Is that correct? Meet them all. And the one that tricks me up is number three, where it says that the application of the ordinance in this particular piece of property would effectively prohibit or unreasonably restrict the utilization of the property. And I'm not convinced that the application of this variance would in fact do that. And maybe my colleagues here would help me understand that in this application.
Discussion from the board.
Are we going to amend the motion to restrict it to only this trailer, as Brandon suggested?
That would be up to the motion maker to accept the amendment.
If I would accept it if that is wants to be put forward.
You'd be the one that would want to put it forward, so you'd need to
amend his own
motion.
Your own motion.
I'm sorry, not up on my motion making. So I would have to amend, make that?
Yes.
Okay, then I would like to amend the motion to accommodate only this travel trailer.
And is that in agreement with the person seconding the motion?
Yes.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
So, but you were the second.
Yeah, I seconded the motion. Yeah, for second discussion. But I didn't hear that the continuation of item number two under your motion, that the any other vehicles owned by the applicants being parked on the street or in the right of way.
You said that.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I kind of stumbled over there. Yeah.
So, okay. And then item number three, did you intend to include item number three?
So your intent was to include all four that are written
there? Yes, so my written item three.
Okay. Okay. I stand corrected then.
Now I have to ask, are there any additional discussions on the amended motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the amended motion show by raise of the right hand. One. Those opposed, same sign. The motion is denied. That being the only item coming before the board, the chair will now entertain a motion for adjournment.
Can we discuss some new business?
Additional new business?
Just because of what we heard about 108, I wanted to make sure that the city was going to investigate that. Have you reported that?
807, yes.
That's the 108, 807? Okay, because that's not fair to have that there.
Right.
I suspect that the letter was sent and there has been no response to it, but I'll find out.
And then you're with the zoning official checking that out, yeah. Thank you. It's been properly moved and seconded. There's not a voting motion, so we stand adjourned.